David, I know you've thought a lot about the similarities and differences and complementarities between evidence-based decision-making on the one hand and performance measurement and performance management on the other hand. Tell us, if you would, how you see them as similar or different.
Absolutely. So the way I think about the performance and the evidence-based worlds is that they're better together, frankly. And I think it's about understanding how they interact. In my mind, often operate on a spectrum based on what type of problem you're trying to tackle. So when it comes to managing wait times at the DMV, for example, this is a space where gathering performance-based data on what different types of operational improvement approaches are working better, like sending people to online or different types of queuing systems. This is the world of performance, typically, and capturing data that helps you improve operations. But there's other places where simply capturing that data isn't going to be enough when we're testing out different policy interventions in the human services space, for example, or when we're looking at work in Medicaid. So I think it's about understanding when to use these different tools and approaches and fitting them under a framework that allows you to have both, but to demand that everything we do at some point has a way of quantitatively understanding if we're delivering results.